going.
Azione. Welcome to the Amateur Disaster, All Italian Edition.
A checka.
Well, I didn't.
We're
check.
The pizza of a podcast.
A checka.
With extra pineapple.
A checka.
Extra pineapple.
A checka.
Did you know the first pizza had pineapple in it?
I didn't know that.
That's not true.
Did you know 100%? The first pizza?
Where,
the first pizza was in a crunchy shell, and it was just meat,
100%.
Cheese, lettuce, and tomato.
Like, He was taking the cheese pizza to the table, and then the pineapple guy kind of slipped and fell, and it was like those Reese's Pieces.
I'm being serious. Who's the pineapple guy?
Was there a point in time where pineapples only existed in Hawaii, do you think?
What?
Let's start that rumor. Was there a point in time where the only place you could get a pineapple was Hawaii?
Pineapple doesn't.
Well,
seem
yeah, apt. I don't think you could just get one in like the Alps.
It's not a good name.
Bring
for
me pineapple.
No. But what else would you call it? Prickly, delicious, fruit?
Like sweet pricks.
Sweet pricks.
Let's
get me a sweet prick.
We should change the name of our show to that.
Yeah.
Sweet pricks. Hey, we're kind of sweet pricks.
I know.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear?
Hell yeah.
A really great podcast that's available.
Oh. What?
Are you already selling yourself?
Finding Richard Simmons.
All right.
We are 1 minute
no,
and 18
that's not what it's called.
Seconds in, and you promoted
I forgot
someone
what it's called.
Else's
I
show.
It,
forget
I
it.
I have possibly
forget
something
it.
Exciting for the listener.
Yeah.
If it's on your bucket list to be
Amazon.
In a feature film, mm-hmm. Oh, have I got an opportunity for you. Groupers.
Like it sounds like some Tom Sawyer shit.
Looking for a few extras. This could be a fun night, too. For the bar scene, I'm looking for 5 to 10 listeners. I got it mostly filled out with people that I know and trust and can vouch for thus far, but I need 5 to 10 more. Oh, wait.
What kind of people are you looking for?
I'm looking for, damn it. I'm giving the wrong call out. I need students. You got to be student age. We're looking for grad student type age, so like mid-20s,
yeah.
Who are available Saturday, March 25th.
Do they actually have to be a grad? Like, do they have to?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they
got
to show up with their documents.
They just have to. They can't have any.
You got to have a student ID to
no
get in.
No 90-year-olds and no 9-year-olds. But if you're available and you're
what
local,
69-year-olds,
Southern California area, and it's not going to be too much out of your day on a Saturday, probably Saturday morning-ish. We got our location. It looks like, and I just need to fill out that symposium with some listeners. All right,
symposium.
I just realized
is that
like I get
an auditorium.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an auditorium.
Where's that?
Where'd you get a symposium?
Yeah.
School, at a college.
Which college?
Did you get a hookup, or did you do the
official
channel?
No, we're paying out of pocket. That's why I had to raise all that fucking money. This thing's going to cost us $1,000 for 4 hours.
Did you take a learning annex class? You're just going to show up with cameras?
$1,000.
That's not a bad idea.
That wouldn't be bad.
It's like cheaper to enroll all your extras and everyone in the
class. Yeah, I'm thinking about this right now, yeah.
It's like $20 a person.
If we just like knocked out the teacher and just had like a 2-hour classroom for the scheduled class and no one was alerted. No, I got a full tour with one of the campus cops was there and one of the head deans of students or whatever.
They charge $1,000 just to use the
$1,000, yes, plus like I think it's like $15 per parking spot that we're going to need. It's yeah, there's a lot of money.
Imagine high school Anderson could have seen current Anderson hanging out with the campus cop and the dean.
Oh, I thought about that.
Exactly.
As I was
ready to write
a
check for $1,000 to use the classroom.
Yeah. Yeah, but here's where the punk rock like 15-year-old Anderson was pretty proud. They're like, well, there's just nothing sexual in nature. There's nothing inappropriate. I'm like, oh, absolutely not. Little do they know that the scene entails stuff being projected onto the screen behind them in the classroom of the actual scenario with
I'm
going
to tell them, and I'm going to get a
with little the dicks. Do they
know. I'm going to get a snitch fee.
So I felt like I was getting away with something there. Yeah,
how are you going to do that without them seeing it?
I mean, once we're there and they have the money, it's not like they're going to be like, what is this? It's not going to be gratuitous. I'm not going to.
I think
like,
they just bring that up because they don't want you going in there shooting a porn.
Yeah, I think
like professor
right.
goes down on students so grades can come up.
Oh, right. Nice.
It's pretty good.
Nice. Well, you know what?
I just found his calling at age 46.
Yeah, 32. 38. I'm starting to tell people I'm 38.
The class was hard. Yeah. His dick was harder.
Yeah.
Is that proper English?
It doesn't matter.
What? What do you mean, was that proper English?
How's your show been there, Mike?
Is that proper English?
Miscellaneous Adventures of Mike Corona.
Last week was very rough, but the 2 weeks previous were fine.
They were good? What episode are you up to now?
187.
We are not even 5 minutes in, and we've now promoted to two different podcasts.
Murder.
That means death. I'm getting you in a second, Ty.
Well, what do I get?
How's the Late Late Show there with the...
It's pretty great.
Corden.
Pretty
James
good.
Corden.
Yep. You're good?
Mm-hmm.
Things are looking up over there?
Yeah.
I remember you were really upset with James and the way that he treats you just last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you, Anderson?
This is the part of the show where we all ask each other how we're doing. I'm doing good.
For the record, I'm not upset with the James ways James treated me.
Just last week, you're like, I like James a lot.
Except.
However, sometimes he can be a little bit temperamental.
He's a little chubby.
And I
that's
don't
Tyler's
like,
problem.
Don't care for his accent much. Everything he says, even if it's nice, seems persnickety.
Very confusing Facebook comment sent to the show.
Very
today.
Persnickety.
One thing about running the social accounts for shows is that people assume that you're the host, which is weird.
Is it just the James Corden show?
They think James Corden goes home and
handle?
Spends two
it's
hours on the Facebook page.
The Late Late Show with James Corden. Nothing is ever posted like, hey, here I am with like a photo
well,
of
no,
James.
But I mean, that makes sense. If that's the handle, the Late Late Show with James Corden, and then there's like words appearing out of that account.
No,
right?
Because there's the James Corden accounts, which are him.
People don't like research that far.
Definitely not the people that send
Dear
private
James.
Messages saying like, your Trump jokes are out of control. We all know that your accent is fake.
Oh.
And that you need to like.
We all know that?
Yeah. This person was saying somehow that James was like, James, you need to like respect your president. We know that your accent isn't real. Like that he's some American pretending to be British. It was
that's
very
great.
Confusing.
Well, that's what
great.
You told us last week after the show.
Oh,
that's a good way to be endearing.
Don't tell her.
Mate. Did you see that somebody is trying to the new scam online is okay, I'm sorry. One person is trying to scam people by pretending to be Jeff Lynne from ELO. Did you
I don't
see
know
that?
Anything you just said.
That's
everything
the,
you just said.
That's the new scam.
He's
hey,
like,
kids.
Hey man, the guy's like, hey, huge.
I don't
man.
Know what
you know that
who,
prog rock band?
Yeah.
ELO?
Now ELO is huge.
Don't bring
one of the
me
greatest
down.
Bands of all time.
Eels of No, you
Electric dun, Light dun, dun, Orchestra, dun, dun. One of the greatest bands of all time. Jeff Lynne, one of the greatest songwriters
Don't
in pop history.
Don't bring me down, down, down.
But so he's contacting.
I don't
like,
know if I've
Jeff
ever heard
Lynne.
That song sober. I think I've been drunk every time I've heard that song.
He's contacting.
Don't bring me down.
ELO fans and going. So you're a fan, huh? Well, you can enter to win like VIP tickets for ELO.
Mike.
Just send a $50 iTunes gift card.
One
What's the end game? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder who Mike heard. Who Mike found this out from? Himself.
Yeah, you're like,
you guys, I got fucked.
What?
Oh my God, is it really you, Jeff?
Wait, how did you hear about this?
I saw a post online.
Where online?
On Twitter.
Why don't you give up Twitter too? Let's see how that goes. How's the no Facebook thing going?
I think it's going fine.
Yeah,
I thought you were back on
it.
Like a day later.
No. I posted one thing on the After Disaster page, but I didn't look at anything, and I didn't log back
feeling
in.
Feeling better? You feeling good?
I don't know, because I've been
Are you feeling good? You feeling
spiraling
right?
lately.
Is it Saturday
time.
Night?
You've been spiraling?
Yeah.
How so?
I don't know, man. Something's
going down.
I saw
you with a beer in your hand earlier tonight. That's no lie.
God,
that is
damn.
True.
Busted.
100% true. He had a beer in his hand.
Sure did.
He did. I saw it, too. Saw it with my own eyes.
Oh, he had it, because I had him
tasted
actually hold it,
it
while we walked up
tongue.
The stairs. Mike got Tyler a beer, and then I also had myself one, and my hands were full, so Mike took Tyler's beer, mm-hmm. which he got for Tyler, because he's a nice guy.
It was weird that my beer was half empty, though.
And I'm so
it.
Wasted.
But how are you spiraling?
I miss, I don't know, mental, I'm working on it.
You're working on spiraling?
Do you feel like you found more hours in the day because you don't have Facebook? Or do you just scroll through Twitter more?
Yeah, I spend like 7 hours a day on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Speaking
no,
of.
I think it's fine. I'm going to go back on Facebook at some point, but.
Taita.
Oh, dear.
It's pretty good.
What?
You.
Well, Mike, when you do go back on Facebook,
yeah.
It's not James running the Late Late Show with
yeah,
James.
Let's get back
oh,
to,
just so God you know. Damn it.
For those people that do think it's straight to James, I mean, you must get some pretty. Some provocative
oh,
pics
hell
here
yeah,
and there.
Hell yeah.
Any nips and nip shots.
I've literally I've never
seen. Do you
seen
get any
pics,
brutal ones like everybody does?
Navels?
Like
any
mean
navels?
Things?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thigh high yeah, pics.
It's
there.
Mostly people being mad that James is making politics jokes.
Someone got mad
inner at, thigh stuff. There.
Someone got mad
ankle
at me
shots.
For. I got a message from a
foot
gal.
Foot fetish stuff. Any of that?
Who said.
Why did you like moan when you said foot fetish
get
stuff?
Any,
a little too close to home?
Gonna need double chin shots that double as
toes.
Doubles the cleavage. There.
I got a message from a lady.
Mm-hmm.
It said I was listening.
Butt crack shots.
I was listening to some of your old podcasts.
Lady. Oh, you know what? I saw 4 and 5.
And if you,
I got an email. I have not opened it yet.
I would think about doing Patreon if you ever kept your word.
What?
Yeah, she was kind of pissed. She goes, "You've mentioned several times that you're thinking about doing 2 a week, but you've never done it."
Are you talking about miscellaneous
yes,
again?
Yeah.
All right, let's yeah. get off of that and back on to groupers here for a minute.
That's the title of this show.
Hey, welcome to the After That Show. I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano directly in front
Hello.
Of me. And there's Ty Ty
hey,
slightly
what
to
up?
My left.
Hey, shout out
you guys,
all.
Also you guys, known
shout
as Sex
out.
Man.
I have a good idea.
Shout
sex
out.
Man.
Shout out to all my sexaholics.
I have a good idea.
Doing it. Keep
guys,
sticking it in.
We got to listen quick before we forget. What's your good idea?
Keep getting it wet.
Coming to you live on tape from the world famous Improv.
Keep it hard. You know how we do.
All right.
Bringing it
okay.
365, all right. 24/7, 69.
So that was maybe the most annoying 30 seconds we've done in a long time.
Yeah.
I apologize.
You guys want to start
let's
over?
Let's get back on track.
You want to start over?
Yeah, yeah. Let's do the intros again.
Okay. Start over.
Welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There's Mike Carano.
Thanks for having
to my front.
Me. Thanks for having me.
Slightly to my left, there is Ty Ty, also known
what
as
up?
Sex Man.
Welcome, shout Tyler. Out everybody who's keeping them
keep it
dicks
low,
hard, nipples
low.
Hard.
I don't know. He's
clits
not
hard.
Gonna, you're kind of doing the over the top thing again. Hard. Let's
what?
Bring it down.
No,
bring Sex Man down.
No. I just wanted everyone to hear what I was saying.
We're coming to you live on tape from the world famous Improv and upstairs.
Live on digital tape.
AKA the Sex Lounge.
No
AKA the Beaver Den. AKA
the office.
Beaver Den.
Come on.
The
dude.
Dong song. AKA
what is your idea, Mike?
AKA the ball pit.
You're not forgetting it.
Can we start over?
Oh, that's your idea?
Do you
that's what
over?
You're trying to interrupt with.
Hey, yeah.
You want to start over again?
Yeah, it's like abort. Abort. Start over.
Mm-hmm. So this show might be a unique show. It might be a memorable show. It might be a show that we talk about for the ages.
Yeah.
It could be, because why?
We might do something good.
Calls.
Mm.
Talking about doing calls. All right, Ty, have you got any hits? How's this work? You give out
talk
your phone number? What's going
calls.
On?
No, I have
give
a,
out the good,
I got a little
the after disaster
no,
number?
No, our old number expired, so we don't have that number anymore.
I didn't know they can doing? Expire.
They can expire.
If you don't use it, they expire?
Obama took it away, bro.
God damn.
It's true, man. Obama.
His last executive order was take
God.
That fucking number away from
and
those idiots.
And he took
idiots.
It with him back to Kenya?
He sure did.
You know what?
Fuck.
What you say is not that far from the truth, but I don't want to get all political.
It's pretty far from the truth. Far from
no, honestly. Cereal. No. Stay with me. This is from the
I don't
want to
stay
morning.
With you.
Hold Monday
on,
morning
you.
Podcast is
we're
where I first heard about it. But I Googled
oh
it.
Oh, my God. How many fucking podcasts are we going to mention on this
Googled
episode?
It, and it turns out to be true that he did sign some kind of executive order keeping the common man down as far as information goes. Yes. It's true.
How
wow.
Tie into our Google phone number expiring?
Because
also,
he said
that
Obama got rid of it.
That was a lot of details. What?
Something about the information and the free information.
Oh, all that information?
I looked it up. I can't remember the details. We'll bring it next week. We'll do a full expose,
hey,
okay?
Hey, first of all, we've talked about this. We don't say anything bad about Democrats because we are in the liberal
yes.
Hollywood elite.
That's right.
And we don't talk shit
Jesus
ever
Christ.
About the left.
Right.
If you
and
ever
when our man Trump takes
shit,
over everything.
If you ever do that shit again.
My undies are blue.
I don't know what he signed
every
before he
day.
Left, but it was something about keeping podcasts limited to certain topical references in the spectrum of something. Yeah, either way, it's keeping us down. It's why we're boring.
That would, you know, that would actually be a,
it had
be
to
a
do
really
with
good
information on the internet and how it's, you can be held liable if you give a false information on
good.
The internet. And it's no, it's really a First Amendment issue, and free speech
dude,
has
what
been
the
limited.
Fuck did I just say?
Pretty bad. I know that's why
fuck,
it came
what
into
the, fuck did I just
the
say?
Conversation. Ty.
No, I said we don't talk shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry
about Barack. Hussein.
But he did that. He did that while wearing
our first Muslim president.
We're sitting by the window.
He was wearing a red undershirt when he said that. What did you say, Mike?
I think somebody needs to regulate information on the internet, for God's sakes. I was listening.
Yeah, Nate Dogg and the regulators.
Dude, that'd be like, we got to
regulate
Dogg, information.
Nate dead?
He sure is.
Do you want to hear something about
Mike? Like a hell of a
I have a weird Nate Dogg story.
Guys, we're
not that weird. It's not that
we're
big
all off.
You shut
bit.
Your mouth.
I will shut up, and I want to hear about Nate Dogg, but we're all a little bit off, and it could be
yeah,
me.
I'm totally off.
We'll just sync it up later.
But
we'll just
real quick, before we move on to Nate Dogg and all
pull it together.
The gold that's good.
Pull it together.
Real quick,
the all Nate
you
Dogg episode
that we have to clean things up on the internet.
Yeah,
going to something Jerry Seinfeld once said, which is anyone who believes the Inquirer deserves to be lied to, and if we're gonna clean up stuff that's on the internet, you gotta start going into like every fucking bar,
I know,
and
but,
church,
yeah,
and diner, and cleaning
no,
that fucking no. speech up too.
What?
It all starts
what?
Somewhere.
Wait,
no,
wait.
There's
what?
A fine line. There
is
there
a fine
wait,
line, Mike.
There, you cannot
wait.
Just put
Let's
out.
Let's not
information.
Get on First Amendment because I will wait. Get all
you
up
cannot,
on my horse.
You can't wait. Just throw information out because wait. A lot of people don't have wait. The common sense to see past it.
But that's,
and they're going
to
be they're gullible and they're getting taken advantage of.
Wait.
I think Tyler wants us to wait.
What if Jerry Seinfeld became a psychic and changed his stage name to Jerry Mind Meld? Pretty good, right?
Not at all.
What?
Yeah,
Mind Jerry Mind Meld?
That's a fucking stretch.
It's not a stretch at all. What's the deal with me reading your mind?
Seinfeld, Minefield.
Minefield?
Mind meld.
He's mind not
meld
a mind sweeper.
It's a Mr. Spock thing.
Mind meld. That kind of works.
Mr. Spock mind melds.
He brings you up on stage, puts his forehead directly against your forehead, and then comes
and
up
with
topical observational humor about your life.
Guys, I have a very serious question.
He clutches your forehead, he puts his forehead near yours,
no,
and then
your forehead's touched.
And then he says, I'm getting that you're very uncomfortable right now. The person's like, oh my God, it's real!
That's pretty good. That'd be a good bit.
You know what it would be?
That's
it would be
good.
This over and over again. It would be like, what's the deal with your breath?
Yeah, that'd be
it's awful.
Everyone would fucking laugh.
I got a feeling.
Serious question, guys.
Yeah.
How the fuck does anyone listen to this?
I don't know.
Fuck, why don't we
that
take
was
calls
cacophony. What I just heard for the last, what,
wait,
8 minutes now?
I know. Honest to God, I'm willing to say
it's
here
worse.
All night.
It's worse than
this
normal.
Again,
there's something going on.
I know.
Full
there's
moon?
A weird vibe, and I'm trying to get out of it. And you guys need to try harder, too.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
I'm here for the Nate Dogg stories.
Okay, Nate Dogg.
That's a terrible story.
Get to it. What is it? Who is Nate Dogg? Is part of the Wu-Tang?
I was getting some songs mastered, and one being Happy, a long, long time ago.
What's
Nate,
that?
Nate Dogg is on Happy?
I was getting some songs mastered at Bernie Grundman Mastering.
What?
And I was in the room.
Burning
and there were two albums sitting in front of me on the control panel that were being mastered at the same time as my three or four songs were. And one was
Can
Alanis Morissette's album.
They're being slaves.
The other one was Nate Dogg's latest album. And I could have picked them up and walked right out the
Who's
door with
Nate
both
Dogg?
Of them.
Do
I don't
mean?
Know. I don't know who he is.
Tyler, speaking of them.
Unfortunately, he passed away, I believe, heart attack or something.
Was he part of Wu-Tang? I'm being serious.
No, he's not part of Wu-Tang.
I don't know anything.
Every great like 90s and early 2000s rap song that has one of those great hooks on it, it's sung by him.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Like, give me one example.
I'm playing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is
You're
Regulate.
Playing it because you don't
Regulate
know how to
by
do it
Warren
yourself?
G featuring Nate Dogg.
Regulators. Great intro. Stealing of his property. We're damn good too.
But you can't That's what the internet needs more regulate.
Got me handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
That's why I brought this up to begin with.
Was to play regulate.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon.
That's Warren G.
But he was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the eve so I could get some phones rolling.
God, Warren G wants to be Snoop Dogg.
Just hit the east side of Nate Dogg. LBC. Nate Dogg is Snoop's cousin. Warren
G. What? Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213. The song just makes me feel like I'm on cocaine again.
How do you give him credit for the hook when the hook is clearly stolen from the band who wrote this music?
No, this, like, his voice, like this, is on all these tracks and sounds amazing, singing like this. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix. I'm getting
jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking.
He's also the one that he was on the you know, smoke weed every day. And when he died, I tweeted smoke weed in the grave, and I got like...
Wait, you were on Twitter when he died? Didn't he die like 10 years ago?
Not important. How many people tweeted game over, man, when Bill Paxton died?
A lot.
Fucking hacks.
I'm very bummed out about Bill Paxton dying.
Next week on the Film Vault, what is that, number six now, Ty? On the Film Vault next week.
I think you guys have more than six episodes.
No, I mean, how many?
you fucking idiot.
Podcast.
Good luck getting to seven.
Oh, my God.
Have there been? No, next week, top five Bill Paxton films next week on the old Film Vault over there.
That is a coincidence.
Tweet me your favorite Nate Dogg hooks, and I'll play him for Mike next week.
Yeah, that, you know, you hear about people dying all the time, and it's you're like, oh, that sucks, or who is that?
I don't.
It's usually my question.
When you're a rapper.
When someone starts to say, you know who died, I put my fingers in my ear, and I scream, and I run away.
I go, my will to talk to you.
In my mind, everyone's alive.
The am I wrong about this? But when you're a rapper and you die, someone else gets to take your name.
I like
or
that,
is that
Anderson doesn't know what to do with.
Did I just make that up?
He just stared at me with a little smile. On
this
his face.
Is the new mellow me. I'm just trying to be mellow.
I like it.
All cards on the table.
We're the smooth jazz of podcasts.
Last week's episode.
That's definitely us.
I think I came home and Jillian asked how it went, and I said, you know, I don't know.
Sex man was there. It was great.
It was good. Tyler was hilarious. Mike was great. I didn't really have much to say. I felt like I was off. I feel like I've been off for a while, and I didn't really have much to say. Flash forward to like two or three days later.
Yeah.
We're going somewhere. It's like a 20-minute drive with her,
date
I, and
night,
the kid.
You pop in the after disaster.
The newest car.
Huge.
New her newer car has the Bluetooth. So her go-to thing now when we drive is she puts on the latest episode of the after disaster. Mm. Other than that, I have not been listening to the show. I used to be an avid listener.
I get a bit in my stomach every time I got in the new car.
It'd be like three, four months behind. Right now, I'm like 9 months behind. I just have not had time. I'm behind on everything.
You're a baby behind.
The only time that I hear the after disaster is with Jillian. So we're driving and it's on and I'm kind of, you know, it's enjoyable. I'm not gonna lie. It's like if I have to get out of the car to like, you know, go in like to 7-Eleven or something, I'm like, we pause it.
But so embarrassing.
Jillian says to me, she looks at me in full honesty last week and she goes, honey, you said you had nothing to say and you were dominating this entire episode and you won't shut up.
Yeah, we all, I don't know, but I can't speak for Tyler again, but I have the feeling, ah!
Stop touching people,
I have the feeling that you and I share this where we leave here with a very different perception of what happened
during
the show.
Right. I think you're right.
Because there's times where I leave here and I go, that was a fucking good show. That was funny. And then like 3 or 4 days later, I'm driving out to Death Valley and I put it on for a minute and I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. Like I left there feeling fine. And then some nights I leave here just depressed as hell, going, this is terrible.
Okay.
How many other podcasts do you think listen to their own podcast with as
everyone,
much, with as much
everyone
joy
not everyone.
And fervor?
I enjoy this shit though. But
I think
know what?
Most people listen to their own podcast.
Do you think Bill
podcasts?
Burr listens to the Monday Morning Podcast?
No. He definitely
Do you think
does
it's because he's by himself?
What?
Do you think it's because it's just him?
Oh, no. Yeah. If I did a show by myself, I would never, ever listen to it. I'll be honest.
You got that one right.
I listen to...
Because I can't listen to
what
my
I enjoy
podcast.
About the show is I like hanging out with you guys so much.
You want to reflect
and
on
I
it.
And I really do feel like I'm just a kind of part of the conversation again, and I really miss you guys, and I don't get to see you very often. And this really is my favorite part of the working week. Working week! Not personal.
I want to recommend something to you guys that you're probably not going to go to.
Sex?
Kids.
Hardcore
sex.
Fucking?
Hardcore. Hear me out. Hardcore fucking. It's good. Be careful you don't pull a muscle.
Amazon.
Take my word for it. There's an art installation called Desert X out
in Death Valley?
Out by Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. And some of the exhibits, I'll make the quote sign with my hands. I don't know what they're called. Installation? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
For example,
which you
one,
need to do, by the way.
One
friend.
Is a full-size house covered top to bottom in mirrors. And it looks pretty spectacular in the photos.
Not in the middle of like high noon. I bet it's blinding.
How do you walk to your
but
house?
There's like
cooking.
There's like 20 or 30 of them, and they're spread from Pioneertown to Palm Desert to Palm Springs
the mirror
to Coachella
houses?
Valley. There, you have to
Ooh,
get a map.
Do they all line up?
And guess where central locale is to pick
South
up the
central.
Maps? The old Ace Hotel and Swim Club.
What?
In Palm Springs?
You got to go to the Ace and pick up the map with the GPS coordinates
this
for each
like
of the things.
This is like geocaching.
Sort of, yeah.
A lot.
I just want to see the mirror house, so I'm driving out tomorrow.
Okay, all right. Wait.
Wait, so all the mirror houses are lined up?
There's one mirror house. The other thing is like a mirror picket fence. The other ones are like statues or I don't know what
But is there like one day a year where when the sun comes overhead, like they all go ching, 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 ching? and then like shoot like a giant light.
I thought I was thinking like Stargate
straight up to the sky.
That would be a much better exhibit if that happened.
It wasn't put here by Egyptian gods.
What do we think about Trappist 1?
If Lara Croft comes jumping out of a helicopter and the
Ty.
What?
I have not listened to George Norrie in the last few nights, so please, why don't you fill us in?
The scientists, they found a like a galaxy.
Oh, yeah, it's 40,
like 40 light 40 years away. Is actually, in the terms of space, is very close.
We should do the show from there.
In terms of space, there's no relativity in space because it's all expansive and never-ending.
You guys are coming very close to breaching the no misinformation on the internet rule.
That Obama here's
signed
me,
in the law right before
being,
he left.
Here's me being totally open and honest and admitting to you guys.
Good, do it. That
I don't like space.
I might. I really don't. I hate the idea that there's so many parts of our ocean that we have not explored yet, and we're like all about open space.
I haven't even explored all the possible places for zits on my face.
Okay.
Let alone space.
So. When you say 40,
I bet there's no fish.
40 light. Yes, I mean there's creatures that we don't know about.
Tyler
on this
White
Earth.
Comes swinging through,
and we're like,
Tyler, what are we doing?
I'm Anderson. I'm in a submarine coming to you live from the bottom of the Marianas Trench. I'm looking for new fish and creatures.
Challenger Deep is like attainable. Why are we trying to get
more like Challenger Creep?
What? Like, we go to the moon once, right? It's like, there's not that much out there our reach, so let's settle down. But here's what I've always assumed, and I might be way off.
We went to the moon once, let's settle down.
You guys, I mean, we went there, like,
also,
it was before
we
I
went
was
to
born.
The moon multiple times.
We haven't been back. No, we haven't?
Yes.
No,
dude, we've never been back to the moon.
Yes, we have.
When?
We went on the moon like three times?
We've been on the moon like three or four times.
No.
Yes, we have.
One guy whipped his dick out and peed on it.
It's not true, because it would just float into the air.
I think probably 10 people have stepped on the moon.
Into air?
It would float into the space.
Yeah. It would crystallize dick immediately. Would snap off.
I mean, I know number two was Buzz Aldrin. I don't remember.
It was the
no
same
one
trip.
Knows who the first guy
How
was.
How many times have we been to the moon, Siri?
Was that Siri?
At least three times.
No.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Siri, how many humans have walked on the moon?
No, that's not going to answer, because how many people are on the first... Rocket,
they didn't
Apollo
bring
11.
A goddamn
12,
Sprinter van.
Fucking 12, you piece of shit.
They were all
there. You piece of shit.
I always thought that we've only been there
Apollo
once.
11, 12, 14, 15, 16, and 17.
Yeah, 13.
Apollo 13.
What happened?
They were caravanning?
Touchdown. Yeah.
Apollo
yeah.
13, remember the fucking yep. movie? They didn't get to land.
Yeah, they didn't get there.
Yeah, but the other Apollos did.
No.
Apollo Creed, Apollo 11, Apollo 14.
Yeah. Let me get back to my first ignorant question, which I guess I just exposed a giant ignorant. That's been truth in my mind for years.
Let me just apologize for acting
I don't
like
think
you're
we've been there
an idiot for not knowing that, because I just learned this like 5 years ago. I thought we went once and went never again.
I think that's still... I still
overrated.
When you say 40 light years away,
yeah,
does that mean you have to be traveling the speed of light?
Or like 40 tight years.
You have to be traveling the speed of light, which is unattainable at the moment.
For 40 years?
For 40
no.
years.
No. I don't know.
That's the truth in my head. Are you sure?
Yes.
Because that's really far away.
A light year is the amount of time it takes the light from the sun, or the amount from light to emit from a source and then be seen.
For a year.
It's how fast. No, it's like how fast it travels.
Well, that doesn't give you any kind of reference. What do you...
my God.
How long...
We should know this since we're the masters of science.
Okay, I found this.
I like that she starts with, okay.
Okay,
brace
stupid.
Yourself. You're going to, here goes shit.
Your puny
load.
Brain won't be able to comprehend this, but here it goes.
How long is a light year?
Let me have a look.
Oh, God, she doesn't
Jesus know. Christ.
Here's what I got.
Oh, it's 0.3 parsecs, you fucks.
Oh!
What is that?
Really?
5.8 trillion miles.
Ugh.
No, that is. That you have to be traveling the speed of light, hyperspeed, essentially, right? For a year.
Sure.
It's how long light takes to get from one point to the next point in a year, I think. Which is really, 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 really far away.
Oh, we're going to get so many emails.
Your hair is going to
I'm still getting emails about how not random my picking was of the groupers. Just 2 days ago, I
You're
got
You're
going
to get those until you die, because people, as they listen back to episodes, are going to be like, what the fuck? The last thing, you're going to be on your deathbed, a doctor's going to burst in and be like, wait, you have an email. Actually, that wasn't random.
Didn't do the math on your medicine like you did for groupers.
The United States Apollo 11 was the first manned mission to land on the moon on July 20, 1969. There have been no.
I was fucking landing on that moon last night, if you know what I mean.
There have been
ass sex.
There have been no manned U.S. landings since, and numerous unmanned landings.
They call me the astronaut.
With no soft landings happening from August 22nd, 76 until December 2013. I don't know what soft landings are. Is that when Tyler shows up with his flaccid penis?
Yeah, and just slaps her around with it,
and then that turns him on, so it's not flaccid anymore.
There have been six manned U.S. landings. Okay, all right. Between 69 and 72.
You just believe anything you read on Obama's internet?
All this shit about how we've never been to the moon and Kubrick faked it and all that
you
stuff
in
69. What about all the other ones times that we've been to the moon?
What did you say?
About how Kubrick faked the moon landing.
Yeah. Said a number.
Six? D9?
Hell yeah.
How many women have walked on the moon? That's right! Zero! None!
No wonder we make more. We're on the moon.
Fucking A. Right there is the best argument I've ever heard.
I'll tell you where the glass ceiling is.
Listen, little lady, when you go to the moon, let me know and we'll adjust your pace.
It's about 6,000 miles outside of the Earth's surface. Is that how far away the moon is?
It's at least a light year.
What's your guess? How far away is the moon?
No goddamn idea.
I think, wait. I know this. It's like the amount of intestines in your body.
Nope. It's not that.
No, you remember hearing about that? Like your veins and your body can reach the moon. You hear about that?
That's so insane. I bet your body intestines can't even reach down to the improv stage. Just like 50 steps.
Wait, the moon
is... Oh, god damn. I'd love to know my intestines could go to the moon. I could feed off the moon if need be. I have fucking...
I didn't realize in It's a Wonderful Life that he was, oh, Mary, if I could disembowel myself, I'd throw my guts around the moon and bring it down to you, Mary.
No, there is that thing
it's
you learn
as far away as our guts.
In physiology, where it's like if you take all of your veins in your body, all your like ventricles and arteries.
Oh,
and,
God, that's the best.
Veins and capillaries. They all like they would stretch to the moon. Something like that,
yeah,
right? You guys remember hearing about that.
How far away is the moon from Earth?
7 miles.
Let me think.
God, I'm saying 9,000 miles.
The distance from the Earth to the moon is about 229,000.
I was laughing at my 6,000.
Feet? Did you say feet?
Why did I say 6,000? It's the dumbest fucking guess.
I just said
9,000.
That's just twice across the U.S.
Wait, isn't the moon a planet now? Aren't they going to do that? That's why
I don't
give a shit.
No, it's a moon.
No, they're about to make it a planet again. It used to be a planet.
No, they're going to make Pluto a planet again.
No, the moon. They're talking about making the moon a planet.
They might make Pluto. No, Trump fired all those people.
Wait. I've only been in office one month. We've already found a new planet. It's called the moon.
It doesn't exist.
All right.
And underwater, I think we've already explored the sea enough.
There's a lot of the sea
no,
we don't
we
know
haven't.
About.
The real question is, can
ask James Cameron. He knows.
Underwater, can they hear you scream?
No, yeah, a little bit louder than in space.
So, done. Wrap it up. I'll take it. Did you guys ever sit at home... Put on your headphones and explore the forefathers of rock and roll.
No, because
like
you know
I'm
what?
In an indie movie with those big headphones on my ears, and I lay down with like the albums around my head.
Like I wanted to find out tonight. I was listening to some Chuck
as an
Berry
overhead, as an overhead crane shot pulls away from me.
I was listening
to the spinning
record. Kind of spins a little bit. Yeah,
Little Richard.
All the leaves are falling.
Goes over to the record
and
then spins with the record.
I listened to a few Little Richard songs. I listened to a few Big Bopper songs. I listened to a little Chuck Berry, and then I started looking into Chuck Berry's legal woes. And I'm not even talking about him peeing on people on video.
Oh, thanks.
But he was arrested for transporting and having intercourse with a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Got sentenced to 3 years in jail. Served a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went back to jail for tax evasion.
Right.
Like, I didn't realize how many...
Had things you have in common with him?
I'm editing that out. You know, that's weird that you say that because I am having
you
tax
issues. You do have tax
issues.
I know that.
I thought I dealt with it.
Oh, speaking of which, we got to talk, guys. Fuck.
Yeah.
I think I've already missed the deadline, but I'm supposed to get you W-9s. I haven't done any of that shit. Fuck.
You definitely missed the deadline.
But, I mean, that's like the unofficial, like, polite deadline. It's not like the government's going to be like...
No, I think we could, like, file a claim against you. Yeah, because but you provided it.
But let's I need it. To have you guys fill.
You in?
Like, yeah.
I need to have fill out boring there. Paperwork, and then I got to figure out. I got to talk.
That's
to
a done
you
deal.
When the show's over, we're gonna actually end a couple minutes early because I got to talk to you about this shit. I don't know how to.
This
do
whole
any
show
of it.
Was us talking about how terrible the opening was,
and now tax stuff. Yeah, tax stuff,
and how we have to end early.
And W and the moon.
Yeah, good moon talk.
How many miles away was it? 220,000?
229,000.
That's not that far.
Or this helpful graph, whatever that means.
Space miles. They're shorter.
So I got an email asking for...
Oh, it gets closer. Wait, what? What? How?
Of course it does. It's on like a... Okay, here I go. It's like, yeah, like I know something. Yeah,
it's no, like a, yeah, you're right. It's on a weird, like, we're on like a hula hoop that's not quite too
piece
out of sync.
Piece of shit galaxy.
Two out of sync hula hoops.
Piece of fucking shit galaxy.
My son turned one.
Wow, when?
Sunday.
I guess I missed the party.
No, Monday. Jesus.
Did you have a party?
No. No, the party's next week. Remember, you're invited, but I keep telling you not to come.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So what do I do?
Because I respect
you. Am I
you.
Just showing up?
I respect you, and I know about your life.
I hate going to things I'm invited to, and I hate commitments, but I like just showing up. So if you tell me when his party is, I'll probably just show up.
So, see, now you've put me in the predicament as your good friend, whether I should tell you when it is or not.
I know. But if I'm and I'm also very dishonest.
Oh, that's sad. That's so a sad thing to say about yourself.
His invite here.
Am I going to tweet this number or what?
Yeah.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
Let's
remember I thought you did it already. I was like,
you guys laughed at me, and I said, let's see how the show goes.
We were laughing with you, not at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you. I haven't felt like we've been on our game this show.
What game?
The major entertainer game.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Major entertainer.
We're major entertainer.
You guys, you want to get angry with me for a second here, Mike?
Yes.
All right, remember a couple months ago.
Why would I want to be content?
Where I was having issues with a certain somebody who's like really close to me in my life. Yeah. And I was kind of talking about some of the things that I saw in these ER rooms and all the time that we spent there waiting and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's still ongoing. It's getting better than it was. But I just got an update, which is very troubling. And I immediately thought, oh, I can't wait to talk to Mike and Ty about this. So all that legwork I did, it was probably close to like a full 7 days of, you know, traveling around with this person. I'm just
a lot of waiting
anonymity
too.
On purpose because it's out of respect. But somebody was very close to me, and it was troubling. And I think that I got the person some help and on the right track, and it seems like things are paying off. But okay. It was a real pain in the balls to get any kind of service here in this country at this time with someone in their situation, which was, you know, not having a whole lot.
Well,
in
this
the
is
form
a specific
of,
story.
Is it making you realize how easy it is for somebody with mental illness to become homeless?
Yes, for sure. And how slippery that slope is. We already have a call.
That's what that sound means.
That's a quip.
Well, what do we do? Do we answer it or you tell your story?
Answer it.
Yeah, let's answer it.
Put him on the clock.
Got
one
it.
You get
clock.
One.
Clock's running.
This is the after disaster. You have 1 minute.
Wow.
Wait. Hold on. Wait.
Your minute is not.
Start over. Your minute starts now.
Oh, shit.
Okay, my minute starts now. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. What's happening with you?
Not much. Just hanging out. Just saw you guys tweeted, and so I thought I'd say hi.
You ever heard that Pat Benatar song, Precious Time?
What's that?
Uh-oh.
We should change it to 30 seconds.
I can hear you, Mike.
What's happening?
Do you have a question for us? You have 20 seconds. You have 20 seconds.
No, he's got 39
okay.
seconds.
Well, I'm talking to you guys, but barely.
Thank you.
Wait, who are you? You got to tell us your name.
I said this is Farzad.
Oh, hey, Farzad.
Oh, Farzad! What's up? Hey! What's happening?
We get Farzad way more than a minute. This is like
hard,
a personal
yeah,
friend
it's hard
of the
for
show.
Us to hear.
That's true. Farzad, you get. I'll give
you,
you another
can call
minute.
In any time, man. You can come on the show. You're like our guy.
No, so you guys are recording right now?
Yes.
Yes. You're live on tape at the World Famous Improv. Everybody.
Farzad says hello to everyone.
Okay. Tyler, you got to keep that microphone by your mouth when you're...
Farzad, we were talking about the moon and space and how far away the moon is, and we didn't know, and Anderson didn't know how many people have been on the moon. He thought we'd only been once.
Hey, you've been there like a few times.
All right, you know what?
That.
I'm going downstairs. Goodbye.
You're going downstairs? What do you mean you're going downstairs? Okay, Anderson's...
He wants to send two more people. Well, to orbit the moon, not really beyond the moon.
Apparently 12 people have walked on the moon.
Yeah, Baker's dozen.
That sounds about right.
Okay, all right. This is the part of the show where we catch up listeners who have not been listening to the show on what's been happening on the show. Yeah.
Wow, we're getting a lot of calls.
It's embarrassing because I actually went to space camp, and I should know this off the top of my head.
Space camp?
Wait, you went to space camp?
I did, dude. It was like, it was like one of the best times of my life. It was awesome.
There's an inherent problem with this, like, tweeting out the number is... The incessant call waiting that's going to be happening the entire time.
It's so annoying.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about that, guys.
Beep. Hey,
how about we take a call, and then when someone else calls, we just hang up on that first call.
Oh, that's pretty rough. I don't hate it.
Thanks for calling, Farzad.
All right, guys. It was a pleasure.
Farzad, I miss you, man.
I want to hear more about Space Camp, because that sounds like the greatest thing.
Let us know next time you're out here. You got to come over and give us a visit.
One of the best.
I thought Space Camp was just in movies.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Give us a visit, Farzad. We miss you.
Will do.
Look at that. Friend of the show, Farzad, the first person.
That was pretty great.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the After Sash. You have 1 minute.
Are you Ali from Egypt?
No. I'm Eric Chauvin from Orange, California.
From Orange?
Just down the road there on the 5.
What's up there, Eric Chavez? So what do you bring to the program?
Yeah, actually... I'm a Patreon fab.
Nice.
You guys
Thank
are
awesome. God.
So, yeah, there has to be some of us out there, right? So, I just want to, how do I become a PA for groupers?
Ooh, good question.
This feels like a planted call. This is far too like convenient for Andrew.
It does.
Send me an email.
I just
want
to know how can I donate to groupers.
No. I definitely.
Do you have a button or a website or something
I
can push?
With you sometimes there, side.
Hell yeah, we sex on.
Yeah.
Send me an email to Anderson at Anderson Cowan.
The canopy.
Canopy.
Canopies?
Remember that, the cannabis tea?
Oh, yeah.
You guys talking about weed on your free time?
Yeah. Jesus I talked to the Christ. Listeners about like drugs and mushrooms and stuff. Send me mushrooms. Well, that's been your minute, Eric.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Email Anderson, Anderson at AndersonCowan.com.
Yeah, same with if you want to be an extra at the school. March 25th, Saturday, in the Southern California area. Just put extra.
So you're all filled up on
PAs?
Sorry, you're all filled up on PAs?
Send me an email. We'll talk.
Okay.
Thanks, Eric. Okay. Thank you very much for offering your services.
You
thanks, buddy.
All right, bye.
It's really great how many people are willing to help out and put in some elbow grease.
Ugh, elbow grease.
Yeah, I don't like
elbow
that.
Grease is gross. Like, I feel like there's a lot of other...
Much better metaphors for working hard than elbow grease.
I don't even know if that I've had grease in my elbow.
I say knuckle, like bloody your knuckles.
Chris,
sounds better than elbow grease.
Chris, who's a listener of, I believe, this program and the Film Vault. He's part of the Film Vault night we did last week, and we hung out with him. Even like later into the night, like everyone was going home, and I hung out with Chris. And Chris actually gave an extra G to the. To the project.
Gee whiz.
What, now it's called Guga Roopers?
An extra thousand. $1,000 to groupers. After we talked. He was like offering.
Sex jokes.
He was
talking
to me while we were drinking. I'm like, dude, don't offer me any money while we're drinking. That's just not fair. You know, I might get awkward. He's like, all right, well, then talk to me tomorrow. And, you know, and he was right. I talked to him the next day, and he was all for it. He gave me $1,000. Couldn't have been nicer. Straight
said,
to the program because I need it for that extra day.
Up, but you told me $2,000 last
and,
night.
And here's the best part. I'm talking to Chris, and Chris is like, I'm like, you know what? It's more, even more pressure to make sure the movie's good and I don't let you down. He's like, no, even if it sucks, man, it's cool.
Can I have 5 G's then?
Thanks, Chris. On the After Disaster. You have 1 minute. State your name and your business.
Yeah, I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Is this Scott?
It sure is, I think.
Huge shout out.
Is this Scott by Scott?
You're on with the sex man and two other idiots.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is your like dick hard or wet?
Do you have any sex questions?
It is Scott. What's up, dude?
I'm rock hard.
I asked Scott. So Scott's the guy that does our logos. And he's like the unofficial fourth member of the program. He even gets a little taste of the Patreon there. And
I forgot about that. I don't like that.
He gets a little smell.
So I got a W-9 they got to fill out their fourth pab. But I was asking Scott what shirt size he was, and he said 5.5 inches. So that's what the shirt is that he's going to get.
Well, that was your minute, Scott.
No, it was me talking. No, don't hang up on him.
It's been a minute and 4 seconds.
But it was me talking about Scott.
I don't care. Oh, he hung up. I'm excited for all the emails that are like, never mind, we don't want you guys to take calls. This was a mistake.
Do another call.
Oh, The phone is on. They can call.
Do another call.
So
summon it.
Here we are, like 2 months removed from this.
Mike, there's a timer on the call because I'm an idiot and forgot. So you don't need to do a timer.
2 months removed from these trips that I went to these ERs.
Oh, I'm so many trips. I'm just doing trips all over the place.
The bills are beginning to accrue.
Okay. Mm. Whose name are they in?
The person who I was assisting with this fiasco.
That's
you
better.
You can just say my name. It's fine.
Here's the first bill. This is for an ER that we went to.
Bill Paxton.
Yeah. I'll say this, the name of this, the hospital, Northridge. Northridge Hospital, right?
Which out of business, motherfuckers!
Went to the ER. We signed in. They did take blood and a urine sample.
Okay.
And then they proceeded
to take,
us to the back room.
To the moon.
They admitted
us
through the doors. So we went into the hospital part, and then they proceeded to sit us in the hallway for about 3 hours. A social worker did come by and asked a couple questions, but never, ever put us anywhere.
Can I take a wild guess?
How much the bill is?
$2,200.
$65,000.
$6,500?
Yes.
What?
$6,500. Yes. Here's a better one. Not nearly as much money, but the first place we go to. I'll give the name.
A Band-Aid.
Mission
$750.
Hospital in the Valley.
Yeah.
Like right in the center of the valley. Scary part of the valley. This is the one where we watched a man defecate himself.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit in
there. They should have given you a refund for that.
After the call, get back to that.
We knock 400 off because you had to smell that guy.
You're on the advertiser. You have 1 minute.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening with you?
You're wasting a lot of time with the pleasantries.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Hey, it's Nick, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Nick.
Nick Guyton?
Sure is.
Nick Guyton.
What's up, buddy? He's one of the associate producers on Groupers here. Nick Guyton, friend of the program.
That's it.
We're talking to a real movie producer. Do you got any questions for him, Anderson?
What's that, Nick?
I just wore the CCP shirt at the Funny Bone in Columbus tonight.
Oh, I love that at Funny Bone. So you're representing on stage. Were you on stage?
I was, yeah.
Nice. Anyone give you a... Anyone go like, go home, call me! Anyone give you that shit? Fucking
people,
Pinko!
People ask me about it.
Maybe I've been to that club.
I got to promote it a little bit because people were asking about it. Obviously, you know... Like, it's just a clean logo in general, but people who thought, you know, like, it had CCCP connotations were asking me about it or whatnot, and I let them know about it. I told them, you know, I put them on the video, the promotional video that you did and everything.
I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
it was really exciting.
We have such nice listeners. They're so supportive.
We really don't deserve any of them.
Nick, just want to let you know, Nick.
I got a couple shots. I'll email them to you, man.
Oh, great. Yeah, we'd love that. Nick was actually on the program probably around 4 years ago, maybe five now. You're actually one of the guests on the After Disaster. Remember way back when?
I was, yeah. Back when it was at Westwood.
Yeah.
Who owns that club?
Funny Bone. It's Mr. Funny Bone.
No, who is it?
I don't know the owner. I've only talked to Rick Tempesta.
Shout out, Rick.
I've been to that club before.
I mean, that's the guy that I know. So,
Nick's...
Like, I haven't met the owner.
Nick actually presented to me when he was on the After Disaster all those years ago with something that is still proudly displayed on my mantle in my house, and it's the snow globe with the placard
that says faggot shit.
Because it's straight out of Falling Down, which was... Just a hilarious, awful scene from Falling Down, which is very quotable and offensive, but I love that I have a snow globe. Anyone who's seen Falling Down, that scene, it's iconic, at least in my mind, and now I own that. Thanks
to
Nick.
And anyone that hasn't is very confused when they come over to your house.
Yep.
Yeah, and anyone who's gay might be angry with me, but guys, it's a scene, and it makes sense.
It's a prop!
I love it.
That's what they say in where Nick is from when they fly the Confederate flag above the State House, right?
Man, I moved the fuck out of the South.
Oh!
When I posted that picture, that sticker of the Confederate like little stick figure kicking the rainbowed stick figure like in the groin, I think Nick, that was part of the campaign. You actually commented on that about that was one of the reasons why you had to be a part of Groupers and how you had to get out of that part of town.
You want to know something?
Yeah, I had to leave.
Did you just call the South part that part of town?
Well, it was a part of town that he was from.
I'm racking my brain trying to remember when I was at that Funny Bone in Ohio. I remember pulling up to it with Bobcat, and Bobcat goes,
"Hey!
Wait till you meet the owner. He's the most racist guy you'll ever meet in your life, and he doesn't even try to hide it. And he used the N-word within 10 seconds of meeting me.
No way.
I swear to God, and the guy's dead now. How? He had a heart attack and died.
How would...
This guy loves the N-word!
Oh, did he die like the day that Obama got in office?
No, he... his heart's like, we can't take it.
Wait, how does he use the N-word within 10 seconds? How do you
even
do that?
I said, I swear.
The only way that happens is if you're black and he's black. And he says, what's up?
God. I said, how's business? And he goes, not too bad, as long as it's not an N-word.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, I'm not making that story.
Way to go, Nick. Way to represent CCP and a racist club.
He had a heart attack.
Way to go. That guy died. His son's any different?
The one in Columbus.
I'm going to tell you right now about that club.
Was it the one in Columbus?
You want to know what that guy did?
He said,
you know what Columbus did? I'll tell you what Columbus did. He killed all of my people.
That guy, called them Indians, that guy had his chef make us corn, and it was the best goddamn corn I ever had in my life.
Oh, we missed a call from...
What the fuck kind of story is that,
We missed
Mike?
A call from...
What just happened?
Some other country.
I don't know. I was just pointing it out.
Guyton.
You guys can dump me if you need to. That's all good. I'll catch up with you soon.
Guyton, you're the best. And you know what? Next time you're out here, too, we miss you. You need to come out.
Okay, I need to figure out what club I'm talking about, because that might not have been it. That might have been...
Oh, my God. I think we're talking about Roadhouse.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, no. I was at the... We did
Nick,
Funny Bones and
any
Improv
chance you're
going to
be out here this
Ohio,
weekend?
Oh, my God.
Nick, you going to be out here this weekend? You going to be out here this weekend?
I wasn't planning on it. What's up?
I don't know. You can come out for the Pabs night out.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Come on out.
Oh, shit. I might do it just for that, man. I'll shoot you an email.
Let me know. Yeah, let me know.
See ya.
Okay, absolutely.
Yeah, who's your email me.
Who's your favorite comedian?
Sex Man.
Didn't sound like Nick. I don't think that was Nick that said that at the end.
Sex Man.
So,
Sex Man is more of an advice
guy. The first place we went to.
Where did my beer glass go?
I put it over
there. That's for my sound effects.
All right, here you go. This might be the one that I have my penis in. The first place we go to, we waited for 3 hours.
Yes.
We saw a man defecate himself.
Mm-hmm.
We saw all sorts of things. I came in here, reported on it, and talked about all the atrocities that we witnessed firsthand. After 3 hours of not being seen, we left. Three hours.
Remember? Yes.
We never got seen. We signed in, never got our name called. We got a bill. How much is that bill?
I'm going to take a wild guess, $750.
No, but $250 is way too much to sign your name into a place that never, ever calls your name while you're there, while you wait for 3 hours. They want $250 from this person.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell the whole story
waiting
again.
For nothing.
1994, I went to Cedars-Sinai. I had my appendix taken out.
Imagine going to a restaurant and signing your name and saying, they're like, mm-hmm. 5-10 minutes,
yeah.
And you wait for 30 like, minutes, and you're like, you know what, I'm going to leave. And then you get a bill for like an appetizer.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck?
1994, I went to Cedars-Sinai, got my appendix taken out, went in through the emergency room door. My entire bill for that night was $13,000.
Well, you had a major operation to save your life.
The operation was $2,200. The anesthesiologist was $1,400. The rest was spending the night in that fucking place.
Nice place.
It was almost $10,000 to spend the night in that hospital.
You know what the worst is? If a man named Dr. Drew was here, he'd be justifying all this.
Yeah,
of course, absolutely. Well, they actually have to come out and call your name. That's $250. That's $250. I went to med school. $250.
How much would you take?
I'm guessing you didn't have insurance at the time, right?
Correctamundo.
Yeah,
so
you know what
you're supposed to do.
The price.
You're supposed
to say,
I don't have insurance. I am paying. You say cash. It doesn't mean you actually have to pay with cash, but you're saying you pay with your money. Then they'll negotiate down to like an actual amount that is still expensive. But
remind me of this, and when I get a time machine to go back and correct that.
If you didn't pay it, did you?
I paid the surgeon cash. I paid the anesthesiologist cash. I never paid for the rest of it, and I still get notices. That was 1994. I still get notices. Hello, Mr. Carano.
If you don't have insurance, it's very counterintuitive, but they actually charge you like double, sometimes triple, sometimes 10 times the amount than they would
to a lawyer
if you
about
had
it.
Insurance.
I talked
it's very
to a lawyer
odd
about
the way they
it,
do it,
and he said
they charge
you can
you
negotiate
way more.
With them. And I tried to negotiate, and they're like, we can do three payments of $3,400 each. And I was like,
that's not bad.
And then the lawyer goes, good news is there's no debtor's prison. And he goes, and it can't affect your credit. So
yeah,
don't
so
pay
who
it.
The fuck cares?
Yeah.
I'm going to go get my nose done.
Hi, you're on the After Zester.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Rhinoplasty?
Hey,
not
good evening.
Pay?
This is Randy. How are you?
Good evening, Randy.
Randy, you are very official and to the point.
Very good.
I like it.
I know I only have 1 minute.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know, I listened to AD number 4 and number 5 today.
Randy, I was just about to look up your email.
Pretty much, Yeah, I just sent Anderson a message about it. It is not that different.
Yeah,
I guess it's a good thing.
There's way less tie tie, more booze. Was that?
I want it to be better.
84 talked about, you know, Patrice O'Neill and how, you know, he didn't like white people.
Was that before he died?
85. Yeah, 85 probably was where Sheetrider, debuted, as well as Reggie. So just wanted to give you that feedback and keep up the good work.
Number 05, the fifth show we did, was Sheetrider already?
Yeah, by 85 was the debut of Sheetrider.
After Disaster 5 or 85. They were confused.
So five episodes in, we already had Sheetrider?
Sheet
that is unbelievable.
Writer.
Wow, I thought that was like 50 episodes in.
No, that was the Sheetrider and the Reggie Rap stuff.
That is crazy.
Episode.
That is insane.
I did make a couple of realizations after I got super depressed listening to some of those old shows and thinking, what an asshole, what a completely inappropriate, uneducated asshole I am.
Right.
Is that I'm just going to live with it.
Hey, good, yeah. Own it.
No, I mean, I don't want to own it, but I'm not going to try to hide from it. I'm not going to try to hide from my horrible past.
Yeah. I'm looking at Randy's email right now. Remarkably similar to present-day episodes, despite everyone's life being completely different 6 years later. 80 number four. After Disaster number four, made fun of Patrice O'Neill, which was weird but kind of interesting. And 80 number five, episode number five, launched Reggie's rap career and the debut of Sheetrider.
Why would we make fun of Patrice? Because I love Patrice.
We weren't making fun.
Well,
we were just talking.
Still alive.
And we were talking about how he hates white people.
Oh.
Patrice,
and I think he had made some, you were talking about on Mark Maron's podcast, he had made some, you know, a reference to how he wants to punch white people or something like that, and then, you know, a little...
Yeah.
You know what, Randy, it was, about, if I had to guess, Randy, it was Mike misinterpreting something.
That's never happened.
I started to get mad and do a fake laugh, and then I realized it's probably true, and I tried to pull the shoot on the laugh, and I just
I wasn't trying to make a joke. I really wasn't. Mike was probably hearing Patrice, because Patrice would just I know more about Patrice from listening to Bill Burr, who was very close to him, than I do any other way.
And you know who's here right now downstairs at this very moment?
Patrice O'Neill?
Dave Attell, who is great friends with Patrice.
Attell's the best. He's downstairs?
Yep.
Let's go catch Attell. Let's wrap this up.
He's on the 10 o'clock show.
Let's go wrap it up and go catch Attell.
Okay.
We're way too late.
Bye, Randy.
No, he's on the 10 o'clock show.
Randy, thanks for calling.
Take care.
We've been really bad about the
minute
thing.
It's after 10.
Wait, hold on. We have 280 vices that we got to get to.
Lay them on us.
Did you say later?
Lay them
on
us.
Lay it down.
Lay it down. Is that Rat?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's such a fucking good song.
It's a cool song.
Lay it down.
You guys know there's an app now for
Rat?
Undocumented workers.
No.
To hear about possible raids going on in the neighborhood.
No,
that's how fucking bad it's gotten.
It's a beautiful raid in the neighborhood. A beautiful raid in the neighborhood.
Undocumented workers, if
won't
they have
you
iPhones.
Be gone?
Yeah, of course people have iPhones. Homeless people have iPhones. Yes, undocumented.
They do.
Raid in the
neighborhood. And I'm careful to call them undocumented. We can't even speak. See, that's the fucking problem. It's language.
Real quick though.
Let me just bring this up because it's actually absolutely true.
Yeah.
You can't even begin a conversation without showing your cards, and then you're already either in agreement or opposition with whoever you're talking to. Because if I said illegal immigrants, then you would know where I stand. I say undocumented workers. There's no neutral ground. What should I say?
I hate that phrase, undocumented worker.
I don't really like illegal immigrants much either. I don't like either one of them. They're both such like lines in the sand. There's no common ground. There needs to be a common language.
It's called people.
No, but it's always been day laborer.
Oh, my God. That is so racist.
No, it's not.
Day laborer refers to someone specifically.
There's plenty of undocumented workers or people here that aren't gardeners necessarily.
I know, but
they're just here and they're undocumented.
Gardeners
aren't even
day laborers.
There's never been a time in my life to use the phrase undocumented worker
or undocumented immigrant.
Yeah, I've never needed to say that.
Because you're not in politics.
I've never gone, by the way, there's some people working in our kitchen that are undocumented or immigrants.
Are you tipping people off?
Well, of course we had.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mr. Carano.
Are you kidding
me? I'm going to go ahead. We're going to take care
the improv
of your
in San Diego. The improv
because
in San
you've done
Diego
a great service.
That I managed.
While we're there. Get some yucks.
When I manage the improv.
I don't know why you're yelling.
When I manage the improv and the immigration people came in one time.
L'Immigra.
Several years I was the manager there. They came in kitchen guys ran and never came back. The back door and never came back.
That's what happens.
I thought it was hilarious.
It's not funny when you have a family and you live here.
No, I thought it was hilarious that I didn't care.
What?
I didn't give a shit.
Mike's like all offended. Like, no. Wait till you hear why I thought it was hilarious. Because I didn't care.
No, I didn't care where they came from.
Oh, that's okay.
I just
hired
them.
Thank God.
And I didn't give a shit.
Right, but... Mm. A lot of people do, and it's the whole, like, took our jobs and all that
stuff. Yeah,
side.
But it's weird that it's such an issue, and it seemed like no issue to me back then.
But it does now?
Can I read?
Well, late 80s or, like, early 90s, it's when I was hiring people.
The fact that there's an app now where it's I just can't imagine having to have an app on the phone.
Somebody came in and wanted a job in the kitchen,
alerted.
And they didn't seem crazy.
You know how dumb I am?
I gave them a job in the kitchen.
I get the app, and I would still say no to alerts. So I would never know. I mean, no, fuck you, I don't want alerts. Yeah.
You just want to suck up all that app energy.
Have you ever said yes to an alert? Like whenever an app asks you to alert?
Whenever there is an alert, I get angry.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello?
Who are you there with, sir?
What's up?
Who are you there with?
I just got a message about this from my best friend.
Are you with somebody in the room right now?
No, I'm not.
Well, if you've never heard the show, that person is no longer your best friend because they've turned you onto something terrible.
Listen. You guys have played my nonsense on your show before. I've been listening since the beginning. I've turned one person onto the show. They've bought the merchandise. They've got a mug. They've got a shirt.
Button.
You know the deal.
Nice.
I have one question.
That Who's your friend there?
I have one question. It's right. Very important to me.
Uh-huh.
You guys listen to your mom's house?
Sometimes.
What?
You do?
Yeah.
What was the question?
Tom Segura, Christina Pashitsky.
Do you listen to your mom's house?
It's a podcast.
What? And this is the ninth podcast we're talking about on this show? Sure. Ours?
Why?
Why?
Because it's, you know, it's the greatest thing ever, and I'm just curious if you guys are mommies.
What? Is this guy trying to plug other shows?
I don't know what's happening.
This is my brother's favorite podcast, so he's what? My brother's
it's
nodding approval somewhere.
Can I
right
tell
now.
You that I hate it?
It's Tom Segura and Christina Pashitsky.
They're not good.
Yeah, they're great.
They talk about poop coming out of
yeah,
the
Yeah, they vagina. Do. They do talk about poop a little too much.
Not good.
Poop. A little too much.
Guessed. Do they talk about getting to the moon?
So you guys are water champions?
Do they talk about getting to the moon like
the
we
fuck
do?
This guy
don't
talking
you
about?
Dare use other shows' inside jokes on our shit.
Hey,
we're
dude,
the people that do inside
dude,
jokes that no
this
one understands.
This is a crossover
dude,
episode.
Dude, you know who caller Nick Guyton is? He's way better than you. No. Yeah,
listen,
he's the best caller ever. He's so sweet.
What the fuckers?
Nick Guyton rules. So as far as odd. Okay. Now we got that out of our system.
Can you guys do me
oh, Jesus. He's still there? He's like a cockroach.
It's been more
guy.
Than a minute. We've been very lax with our
let him go. Let's let him go.
I understand.
Yes.
Can you guys do a shout out to Vincent King?
Did you ever get Asperger's?
Hung up on him.
I wanted to hear what
hung
he's
up
been.
On him. What was that?
He is on the spectrum, that guy.
That was upsetting.
Don't like.
How can I get to 80 Vice when these people keep...
He turned one person onto us. That's not too
all right,
shabby.
This person, 1 minute.
Okay.
Starting from right
30?
Now.
Can we do 30? If it's a girl, it'll be like 10 minutes with Mike, though.
Are you a girl or a boy?
You got to put it on speaker.
Are you a girl or a boy?
I'm boy.
Or a man
I'm
or a
boy. What's up, man? Welcome to the After Disaster.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you? You got like 45 seconds.
All right. I just wanted to go and make a quick shout out and do a quick not a shout out, flashback to Fluffer Nutter. I don't know if anyone said it already.
No. Fluffer Nutter, that's fresh tonight. Fresh tonight. Fluffer Nutter.
How'd that even come up?
I don't know.
I think that was like some code
20
word.
20 seconds.
I think we came up with as a code word for something.
All right, well, hey.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Other thing, when I was looking back, reminiscing on previous episodes, Reggie's dropping out of school, straight fire. Still fire to this day.
You know what? Look him up, find him, and let him know that. That will make his day.
All right, will do.
It needs Nate Dogg on it, though. There. Boom! That was 1 minute.
That was
one
not too bad. That
a
was
tight
great.
Minute. Fluffer Nutter was what we came up with. Was which
like
was if you knew the show that you were calling because we were so sick of Loveline calls that you would call up and you would just say Fluffer Nutter. Like it was like the secret password
okay,
so that we
it,
remember.
It.
Remember that was what it was.
All right, this is a good 80 vice.
One 80 vice, and then we wrap her.
All right. Dear Pabs, I'm in my mid-20s, and I'm kind of obsessed with my boss who's in her late 30s. It's becoming difficult to get any work done because I spend most of the day imagining having slow, Carano-style sex with her.
Slow and steady.
Basically, how do I tell this older woman that I have feelings for her without getting fired or making my job incredibly awkward?
We need way more information.
Also, big fan of Tyler. Hey, I don't write him, folks.
You just pick them.
You know? I just pick them.
We need much more information. What kind of job is it? Where do you work?
Is it Demi Moore?
Boobies?
If you fool around with her, is there going to be negative consequences?
What's that hip to waist ratio?
Yeah, there's no way to answer this. Like, how do I? Do you like the job? Is it like a career?
Yeah, that's the question. If you like the job, don't do it. If you don't really care, then go for it.
What if he's like an assistant teacher and it's the principal? Then it would be a bad idea.
No, it's fine.
Be sexier.
Ooh, yeah. But what wears, if like, his librarian glasses?
What if she's like his supervisor at Starbucks?
I'd like to check that book out. You know what I'm saying? To make that glinch noise under
like
the desk.
What if he's like the Doogie Howser of architects? He's like a genius.
It's like, how do I approach any woman in any
library card? More like library hard.
What was the age difference?
It's like 8 years.
That's not too bad.
Like, she's like mid early 30s, right? Yeah. He's mid 20s.
He's mid 20s. She's late 30s.
Oh, that's
late
perfect.
30s. Oh, wait, that's a lot. 15?
No, that's perfect.
Dude, the older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
That's perfect.
The juice.
Tyler,
she's
I like
the
that you
sweeter.
Said that.
She's coming into her sexual maturity.
Hide behind sex, man. That's
he's always got a boner.
That's filthy.
It's a good mix.
Dude, he's 20.
It's a good
he's
mix.
He's 24. He sees his boss. He says, I need you to get in here. And he's like,
that's
oh,
right.
I need to get in there.
Yeah.
Do it. Do it.
Get a raise. Get a raise.
You know what?
Oh, he gets a raise.
Oh, he gets a raise.
All right.
I saw that one.
Because he has a good job and he deserves an increase in his pay.
Right. All right. You know what? We can't end on that 80 vice. Let's do one more. And then we got to wrap her up. Wrapper.
Yeah, my boss is 60 and I'm 14.
You know what? Ask her if she's ever seen Harold and Maude and how she feels about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, fellas. Been listening to the show since... this isn't the right one. Sorry.
Doesn't say anything about Tyler there at the end?
Hold on.
You know, we just end the show now. I think we just keep him.
No, this is a good
Harold
one.
And Maude.
This is a good one.
That's like a 50-year gap.
I know. If she's cool with that, then she'll probably be cool with, you know what I mean?
Well, first of all, she needs to be attracted to him. All
right. Hey, fellas. I started dating a girl 2 weeks ago.
She needs to be not married with kids, too, probably. Mm.
Started dating a girl 2 weeks ago.
Not that there's anything wrong with women that are married with kids. Just if you're going to be hooking up with like your coworker who's in his mid-20s, it's a problem.
But then again, if you're having problems with your marriage, it might be the perfect solution is to hook up with like a much younger guy.
Yeah, what's her problem if she's not married? Oh, is that problem? Is that wrong to say? Like, you can't be an older woman not married with kids? There's a lot of like professionals.
Maybe she's just out there living her life.
Maybe she's just working hard and she's like a very successful.
And all the D
time.
She wants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Send us a picture of her.
That's a good point. totally not an inappropriate invasion of privacy.
All right. Do the AD vice. it is though, Tyler.
Hey, fellas, I started dating this girl.
It's an invasion of privacy, Tyler. Just let you know.
Oh, invasion of privacy.
Send us a candid shot. Hey, everyone, send us a candid shot of your crush.
And we'll tell you if you should go for them or not.
Send us pictures of your hot bosses.
Ooh.
Mike was
not bad. What boss do you think? Who do you think we have has the hottest boss?
Fucking Tupa Gang?
I don't really have a boss, but.
Mm. Oh, are you talking about our listeners or us?
No, our listeners.
Oh, I thought you meant
us. We don't have bosses. Tyler has Corden, and that's not hot.
Yeah.
Mm.
Heard it here first. Corden, not hot.
Started dating this girl 2 weeks ago. The girl is the ex of my friend.
Oh,
and I expressed interest in her after it was clearly stated by both of them that they're no longer together. She would come over every now and then during the first week, and my friend, the ex, would either be calling nonstop or talk crap or waiting by her car. It sucks writing this dude off as obsessive and being done with him, but do you folks think I should try to stay friends with him or just call it done? Am I the asshole here?
Yes.
I really like this girl. I want to see where it goes. I had a follow-up. I said, how long have you been friends with him? How many friends do you guys have in common? And how long did they break up?
Good questions.
And how long did they date?
Mm, a lot of questions. But
he says, been friends with him for close to 2 years.
Mm. How old is he?
They were together. I don't know. They were together
didn't ask
for 5 years off and on.
Jesus Christ, dude. You're fucking a dirtbag. She better be really hot. Or the one.
But they would break up every few months, then get back together after another few. We don't have any friends in common.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
They were probably broken up for the first time this year for about 2 weeks before I started dating her.
Yeah, you cannot be friends. I mean,
that's real quick,
you can't
buddy.
Be friends with this guy. It's not your say.
If
he
you're
won't
going to
be
friends
friend.
With this guy, you definitely should not hook up with that chick ever. You're not Eric Clapton.
I hooked up one of my friend's ex-girlfriends with another friend. Is that bad?
Your friend's ex-girlfriend.
Well, you made a choice there.
You kind of did the
kinda
same
did.
Thing.
Kind of did. Yeah.
But
Like, yeah, for example.
It was kind of indirect. I saw it as a possibility when I had them get in touch with each other about something platonic, but I saw that possibly happening.
There's something more noble about sending someone towards someone else rather than sending them to you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I truly think it's really weird when people go out with a friend's ex. I think you need to.
It's something that I used to do in my teens and my mid-20s. That's something I would do then, and I was a dirtbag.
I've never done it, and I don't think I could. Though,
if this guy's a beezer, you don't want him to keep being your friend, and you don't have any mutual friends, and you think this girl is more important, then...
It sounds like our listener, too, is kind of losing respect for his friend, seeing the way that he's acting around this girl. Yeah, so maybe...
I don't know what friend I would write about an email like this in the terms that he did, that I'd be like, I want to keep that friend.
You're not him, yeah. You don't get to choose the friendship at the end of the day, because this guy, any of this, he's not going to want to be your friend.
Exactly. And he's already written him off
in his head, because you wouldn't write about this about your friend in any way that it was someone that you...
I think this guy just feels guilty and he's trying to get us to be like, he wants to hear just straight from the sex man. Go ahead.
Dude, you just got to fucking just get in there and get out.
Plow, bro.
You got to play... You're going to get relegated into being the good guy that she's going to rebound off of you, and then she's going to get that guy that has a motorcycle and his Harley rumbles her clit. You know what I'm saying?
You got to get in and get yours and make her want you.
What you need to do, if I had to guess, bro,
you're like a 6, she's an 8. She's not going to stay with a 6, brah.
You need to impregnate her ASAP, because that'll make everything better. Sex guy's a douche.
Yeah, sex guy sucks.
All right, you know what?
Sex guy, get sucked, bro.
Sex guy probably graduated from Like Is 101, I would think.
Really? Hello, son.
Can we finish the fucking program?
Yeah. It's over. Well, let's tell this person
what
that
are you gonna do.
The
show? Tell them
they got a minute to end the show.
Hi, you're on the show. We're ending it right now. You have 1 minute to be a part of us.
End the show. You gotta end the show.
Am I on the show?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay. You have 55 seconds to end it. The floor is yours.
I was really just calling because I just left a voicemail and it was really late, so I wanted to make up for that.
Are you calling from Sweden?
You have 40 seconds now. You have 40 seconds.
Swedish are way, way more sissy than Finns.
You have 35 seconds to end the show. The floor is yours.
You're Finnish?
Finnish, yes. Finland. And I speak Swedish, but I'm Finnish.
Speak some Swedish.
Wait.
We don't have enough time.
We have a Finnish person.
We don't have enough time.
Finishing the show. We have a Finnish person finishing the show.
What?
Say thanks for listening.
Okay.
Are you calling from Finland?
Is it true you guys have Finns?
Yes.
Where are you calling from right now?
He's calling from Finland.
I'm in my car on my way to work for an American company.
Where?
In Finland.
In Finland.
What is your name, sir?
Jim.
Jim?
Yes, like Jim Carrey. Jim.
Oh, Jim. I thought it was like something you have to actually kind of like do like something with your neck to say it properly.
Me too.
Like, Jim.
No, my parents were forward-looking enough to give me an American name.
Do you? How'd you come across our program?
Please, God, tell us we're huge in Finland.
It was first, like 10 years ago, I was listening to the Adam Carolla show, the Film Vault, and then from there, After Disaster.
Never heard of the Film Vault.
That's pretty fucking sweet, sir. Yeah. Is there a movement, is there a documentary being filmed right now in Finland called Finding the After Disaster? Searching for the After Disaster.
I'll get right on that after work today.
Like Searching for Sugarman?
Yes. After work today.
I fucked it up by fucking up the title. Searching for Sugarman, Searching for the After Disaster. Like we're huge over there.
Yeah.
Huge.
Oh my god, I'd be so excited.
Anderson, Film Vault has the Brian part of the Film Vault has gone downwards.
Jim, he listens to this program. Don't say that.
More and more annoyed at him every single
No, Jim, he listens to the program, and tell him you're just kidding.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Good acting.
I like Jim. Jim's
great.
You want to
roll in groupers?
Jim, can you finish the program this week by being Finnish?
Sure. Well, I can't. I must be Finnish. I don't know how not to be Finnish.
it's so perfect.
Hey, hey, yeah. How do you say keep it moving in Swedish?
Oh, no, I just hung up on
Twitter. No! God, yeah, fucker! Damn, worst show ever. Son of a fuck!
I'm sorry, Chief.
Damn it.
I'm so sorry.
Keep it moving.
Wait, it's still rolling.
I know.
What are you doing?
I wanted to.